Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, we're at the Edinburgh Fringe, and now I would like to introduce to you the cast of A-Team The Musical.
Hey, how are you, Scott?
Hi there.
How's it going, man?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, this is weird. If you could introduce yourselves, please.
Well, I'm Colonel John Hannibal Smith.
I'm Tanya Roberts.
Captain Hallam Mad Murdoch.
B.A. Baracus.
And I'm Templeton Peck, otherwise known as the Face Man.
Amazing. This is really weird. Now, it's not a typical idea for a musical, is it, A-Team?
Well, Scott, is it?
Yes.
When we were in Nam, we would often sit round a Nam campfire and we'd be roasting some vegetables or some yams, and B.A. would suddenly break in a song and Face would join in and Murdoch and I would harmonize, and we thought, if we've come to help Miss Roberts, why not do it through music?
Well, exactly. So whose idea was it? Was it yours, or...?
Well, I have all the ideas, yeah.
Hannibal always has a plan.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, and we come together in a vocal harmony way.
Amazing. I'd like to hear B.A. sing, actually.
Man, you need to come to the wine bar if you want to hear me sing, man.
Which one is that?
At the Gilded Balloon.
Right.
Yeah.
5:30 p.m.
Shut up, fool.
Take it easy, B.A. B.A. had a long flight. I do apologize.
Man, I didn't get on no plane.
No.
What about flight for, man?
I meant, B.A.
I don't remember to get... Hey, man.
Calm down,
B.A. He had one of his anxiety attacks. Yeah, he's fine now,
We came here by boat.
Yeah.
In the air.
Right. Could you kind of briefly some of the plot of your musical?
Miss Roberts?
Well, I run an illegal exotic animal store, and we've been doing really well, but there's a guy called Action Jackson. He's moved to Hill Rock, and he's kind of taken over the whole town and demanding protection money, so I had to ask these guys in because I can't afford to pay him no more.
I love your accent.
Thank you so much.
Really good. Where are you actually from?
Oh, I'm from Hill Rock.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Are you, though?
No, I really am.
You're from Essex, aren't you?
No. Where is that?
Do you have any big pyrotechnics in your show? Because obviously there were lots of explosions in the original A-Team. No one ever got hurt.
Man, we got everything. We got guns. We got pyrotechnics. We got the van. We got everything, man.
They do got everything. Mm.
And do you make impressive things in a shed like they used to?
What do we have?
Man, we got some cabbages. We got some luro. We got some feather dusters and stuff. We're gonna make some big. Yeah.
We make an impregnable vehicle out of those things every night, 5:30 p.m. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Every night they smash up my store. Every night.
Do they?
Yeah.
And you have to put it back together again.
Yeah, every night I put it back together and every night they smash it up. But in a good way.
Okay, good.
You know.
Billy, I told you to be quiet. Come on now. Sorry about this. I brought my dog here. So.
Man, I keep telling your dog don't exist, man. Better get away from me with that dog talk.
So, what are your songs like in the musical, please?
Well, what are they like?
Well, I do a power ballad. Yeah. I love power ballads. Yeah. So
that's
know.
Right. The power ballads are very sexy. They're smooth songs. There's also some rapping going on as well.
Yeah, but Bates' rap.
And I've got my own country western song there that I sing myself.
And of course, there's a lovely little number called Drink Your Milk.
Yeah.
B.A. doesn't remember much about that one. But,
yeah, I don't remember the end. I never remember the end of that song.
No.
Why?
Look at Becky and Chappers, they're just like they're going, okay.
I'm very confused, but I think I quite like it.
Hey, we came to see your musical last night.
Yeah.
Did
you?
It
was great, yeah.
Talk about
we
explosions.
Loved it. Yeah, you
like
have the
it.
Full...
Yeah, just at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
We loved it.
Definitely, yeah.
That guy in the Manchester United shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that's the guy who plays this one,
soccer fan.
Yeah,
he's the Chappers.
He moved his legs and the leg warmers. They're very 80s.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it.
He's a big fan of Manchester United.
Yeah. And leg warmers.
Yeah.
And leg warmers, yeah.
I have some leg warmers if you want to borrow them.
Take it easy, Miss Roberts.
I'm all right for the
Could we? Are we allowed to hear maybe a little bit of one of the songs? Or?
Well, we don't have our musician here. Maybe, Murdoch, could you do a bit of your ode to Billy?
Maybe I could, yeah.
Come on, do a little sing song.
Guitar or just...
Well, would you like
a I'll just sing it right
guitar?
Here. Okay.
Just sing it.
No one ever saw my friend. That didn't mean that he wasn't there. No one ever heard him woof. I saw him groom his invisible hair. Throughout my life, Billy was my guy. But baby, let me clarify. Oh, Billy, now he wasn't a guide dog. They are the dogs they give to the blind.
There we
love
go.
That.
Yeah. That's a touching number.
Really nice.
Quite emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, good luck with the show, guys.
Hey, thanks.
I hear it's going really well, and we will try and get along to see it. Are you on tomorrow?
Yeah.
We're on every night, apart every from night. The 18th.
Yeah. Okay, and what time?
5:30 p.m.,
I
Gilded Balloon Wine Bar.
You can go today, chappers.
Can go today, can
there you
I?
Go. Bring
yeah,
them
come
along.
Today.
Yeah, come on, man. Join the party, man.
If he says you've got to go, you've got to go.
Good luck with your show. I hear there's one more night left. Is that
yeah, it's the final night tonight.
How did it feel being on stage?
Quite scary.
You played a friend of mine, didn't you? Knight Rider.
The Hoff.
Yeah, I did.
Good friends.
Are you
with him
friends
in Nam.
With him?
Yeah, big time.
In Nam.
Yeah.
The Hoff was in Nam.
Yeah, he certainly was. Michael Knight was in Nam.
Not many people know that, but it's true.
Yeah,
he did his bit. Thank you to the cast of A-Team, the musical.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Why are you shaking your head at me for?
Because I've just seen that you have picked up a copy of today's Daily Record.
Yeah.
We thought we'd read it, seeing as you've guest edited the entertainment column.
Here we go. You've guest edited the Raz, yeah?
Yes.
It's only good for us to take an interest in other stuff that you do.
But it's a top Scottish newspaper.
The opinions you have on other people and yourself are truly astonishing in this.
Right, okay.
A whole two-page column all about you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of... you volunteer to be the new judge on American Idol.
I don't think I said it exactly like
that. You've said... You would be the nice one on the panel if they want to get in touch, because now that
Paula Abdul's gone, sadly, she's gone. Yeah,
right. That's one of the things you've written.
And what
I did actually say I don't think they would probably have me though, but they don't seem to put that bit.
Well, you've written all of this, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And what have you? Look at this. Lily Allen looked like she'd been tangoed on a night out in London. You're one to talk. How can you say that? She clearly caught some rays. Her legs and face were almost the same colour as her orange jacket.
How can you criticise her?
How can you say that?
Anything else?
Yeah.
We've got a two-page spread of this.
I don't really get people fancying Robert Pattinson, says you. Girls really fancy him. If he was serving in Asda, you wouldn't look twice. Get you, Brad Pitt. I know you want to hit a news jingle, but tough.
Yeah,
here's another
news.
One. This is important, this one. I don't think Peter Andre will make it to number one this weekend, but he's got lots of good new tracks.
So, name them.
Could you tell us what they are?
It's 4:30 on Radio 1.
Hello.
And here's the news and sport with Sam and Mark.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
This is Radio 1. It's just gone 20:05 with Scott, and we're at the Edinburgh Fringe. We're by the Pleasance Courtyard, just upstairs in our little room, which we've converted into a very high-tech studio. I can still see...
It's like we've converted it into a greenhouse.
Yeah. It's quite hot. I can see Arthur's Seat up there, which we still haven't climbed up yet, but we'll do by the end of the week. That's the challenge. I've had an idea, actually.
Have you?
Like on Fridays, you don't do much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tomorrow, during the Wonder Years, you could climb up it.
Oh, no, that's...
And then we could see you. Because you don't do anything between 5 and 6. We could see you and give us a little wave from the top.
Strictly speaking, I don't know anything between 5 and 7, but I don't think it's even possible in that 2 hours, really.
It would be a bit like the Kilimanjaro climb.
Yeah, well, that took a week.
We can send messages to your family to keep you going, and you can cry a lot.
I can do the crying.
Yeah. This is Scott Mills. I'm now joined by two of the finest comedians you can see at the Edinburgh Fringe. Lucy Porter, hello.
Hello. I get to sit down as well.
It's good, isn't it?
I'm the seated comedian.
How many times have you been here?
My eighth year doing a show.
You still love it?
I still love it, but yeah, I'm getting called a veteran all the time. Anyone who interviews me now goes, veteran.
I should have done that. Let's do it again. Here she is. It's veteran Lucy Porter.
Hey, you're
too kind. Reading that thing in the Daily Record, please.
It is quite good. I didn't know. Is it the last night of the musical tonight?
Yes.
Oh, I've missed it.
Oh, we're having such a good time.
Yeah, it sounds great.
What are your audiences like?
Nice. They smell good.
Do they? And,
they've been quite pleasant.
Is your venue really hot? Because most of them seem to be.
No, mine's fine. We've got fans. Well, because Stephen K. Amos was in the venue that I'm in last year and he kicked up a fuss because he's a bit of a diva. And therefore we have fans, so it's brilliant. A lot of my audiences have said it's, one of the best things about the show is the temperature. Wow. I'd like to sell it on that alone. It's pretty
Is that on the poster?
You won't sweat too much.
The coolest that's show in Edinburgh. Five stars. Okay, Daniel Sloss also with us. Hi.
How you doing?
Very good. Is it your first time here?
It's my first Fringe year.
You a bit nervous?
Not anymore. It's, we're a week in now. Yeah. Enjoying myself.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed you're on the sold out board outside.
Yeah, which is weird. But, you know, it's good, I guess.
Yeah. So where are you from? You're not far, from far from here.
From Fife.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So it's going well?
It's going well so far, yeah. I'm enjoying it. So.
A week in. Weirdest thing that's happened to you so far at the Fringe?
I had a 10-year-old in the audience with both her parents. I also had a mum and a dad in with their kids. And I do a joke, which is where I sort of ask a member in the audience how many times they have to tell their kids to do something before they'll even do it. Mm. And normally the answer is like, oh, 1,000.
Yeah.
But this dad said quite firmly, twice.
Oh, cool social so, service. Yeah,
just left it there after that.
How long have you been doing comedy for? How old are you?
I'm 18.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you do,
I've been doing it for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
Yeah. Still too young.
The sold out board, does that mean today or for the whole thing?
Till Monday. That's so
good.
Far.
Wow.
Nice.
So, have you got any recommendations for anything else apart from your shows that you should see? Because we haven't seen that much yet.
Matt Kirshen, Neil Delamere. There's a free show called Get On With It, which contains Sean Walsh, who did got the finals of So You Think You're Funny last year.
Very funny man, very funny man. I'd recommend Peter Duncan, Daft and Dangerous.
We met him the other day.
He's so nice, isn't he?
Yeah, what a nice man.
So brilliant. And they've got the Blue Peter Garden set up as well, which is a little dream come true for me. Going
what, over there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a little Blue Peter Garden. And he shows bits of Blue Peter and Duncan Dares in his show. It's great. And there's all kinds
they haven't excavated the animals, have they? They haven't brought them here as well.
He knows where the bodies are buried, doesn't he? Yeah,
he knows too much, Duncan. We just had the people from A-Team, the musical, in.
Oh, I'm so excited about seeing that. They look brilliant, don't they?
Yeah.
They've really got into character. You feel sorry for the guy who's Mr. T, because he has to keep that haircut throughout the entire Fringe.
It's quite cool, I think. I'd be happy.
Well.
I might get mine done that way.
It kind of ruined it for me, though, when... We said, thanks so much for coming in. Went, okay, goodbye, sucker. And then as they were saying goodbye off air, he went, yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot, mate.
I have an A-team joke. What's Mr. T's favourite yoghurt?
Pitifaloo.
It's not in my show.
Could you just explain that to Becky?
No, I guess so. That just took me a bit longer than everyone else.
Right, do it again and see if she gets it.
Well, I know it now.
We had Jack Whitehall in yesterday. He was saying that he went to see a show where they just throw dustbins at each other. What's the kind of weirdest thing?
No, that's Fife. He's gone over the bridge. That's where I'm from. So.
Have you heard of any kind of weird thing going on? Because I know there's a Forty Towers dining experience as
which
well.
Which, apparently, according to your column in the Daily Record, you're going to see it. So they're going to be very disappointed if you don't turn up.
Maybe tomorrow. And also, have you heard about this? Fletcher the butler.
Oh, no. Is there a butler for hire?
It says, hi, this is a flyer you get. How may I be of service? Do you have anything that needs doing? Engage the free services of Fletcher the butler. And then you can, like, there's a number on there. Obviously, we shouldn't give out the number. It's 07. And it says, just ask Fletcher or call him. I'm thinking maybe we should do that.
And he'll do anything and everything.
Well, he says, apart from stuff that costs illegality, physical or emotional harm.
So. All right, okay.
He could probably just get you stuff and that's it.
Okay, let's try and call him in a minute.
He could cool you down in shows.
He says everything he gets to you is delivered on a silver plate.
What?
He'll deliver it on a silver plate.
Right, let's get him in, definitely. Right, listen, Lucy and Daniel, best of luck for your shows. Tell us where you're on again, please.
I'm in the Pleasance at 8:20.
I'm in the Pleasance Dome at 7.
Very good. Lucy Porter and Daniel Sloss, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
This is Radio 1. We're at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Calvin Harris keeps twittering on about me.
He's such a stalker.
I don't think
Scott?
He's obsessed, but he does like to write about me. How big-headed are you?
I do come across that way, maybe.
The problem is that you can't argue about how this has been edited because, according to the column, it's guest edited by you.
And finally, so when did you become an expert on clutch bags?
What? I love this one. This is my favourite one.
What's this now?
Rihanna let her bag do the talking as she did a bit of shopping in New York, but it wasn't nice chat. The singer was spotted leaving Barney's with a clutch bag emblazoned with a rude word. Looks like it might be a case of good girl gone bad.
Oh, no.
See what I did there?
Stop.
I just tried to get the song title at the end.
Yeah. Do you even know what a clutch bag is?
BBC.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
This is Radio 1 and it's Scott Mills. We are live from Edinburgh at The Fringe, the world's biggest arts festival. And I know when you think this show, you think art. So, yeah, that's why we're here. Comedy, music, dance, everything you could possibly think of in the world of performance is here. There are thousands of shows, all in the name of art. We seem to have lost Chappers. Is he climbing Arthur's seat?
Hang on.
Have a look. Can't see him. Chappers, give us away. Oh, is that him?
What, running? Really
oh,
not.
Oh, it's not him, no. Right, he seems. Maybe he's gone to see a show. Thanks
love
for telling
it that
us.
He just walks off.
Yeah, I love that. Now, there's all sorts, as I said, here at Edinburgh, and this is quite an interesting thing. We got handed this card earlier from somebody called Fletcher the Butler, and it just says on it, "How may I be of service? Do you have anything that needs doing? I invite you to engage the free services of Fletcher the Butler," and it is free. Excluding tasks involving cost, illegality, physical or emotional harm. So we gave Fletcher a call on the number that it says on the bottom, and here he is. Hi.
Hello, sir.
That was really quick.
Thank you very much, sir. We aim to be of service.
Yes. So you've been... oh, hi, Chappers.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I just had something about.
Okay, good. So you'll do absolutely anything?
Yes, we provide a service at the festival. Anything that anybody needs doing, we do it for them.
Okay, why?
It's just our way of being friendly and giving people a service that they require at the festival.
Posh Radio 4 lady, you said you recognise Fletcher.
Yes, he looks very familiar. I think you might have worked for me before.
Oh, well, there we go.
I'm sorry,
I was glad to be of service, madam.
I'm sorry I had to let you go. I have Cameron now.
Was he one of your many staff?
He was, yes. Oh, he was lovely, but Cameron has rather better upper body definition, so...
Okay.
He's my latest butler.
Okay,
I love that as a quality you look for in a butler.
So, Fletcher, what's the strangest thing you've been asked to do so far whilst at The Fringe?
I think the strangest thing was probably to hem a lady's skirt for a wedding that she was going to. So she stood on a high stool and I had to hem the skirt for her. Luckily, I've got some needlework skills.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a bit dangerous whilst on.
Yes, but I was very careful. Mm. As butlers have to be.
You are good, aren't you?
I'm very good, sir.
And you are calling me sir, I've just
I
noticed.
I am, sir.
Yes, you are.
Of course.
You don't get used to this. He's got other people to...
What were you doing when we rudely interrupted and called you to come over?
Yes, we were about to measure the altitude of a couple of fringe venues because we feel that everyone should know what altitude they're performing at. So we provide a altitude service for the fringe venues at the festival.
Right, how are you planning to do that?
We have all this old-fashioned surveying equipment that we use to do it. We constantly get mistaken for speed cameras.
Mm, wow. Well, it's fascinating. Is there anything that we... Could we get... It's really hot in here. Would you be able to fan me?
Of course I can do that, sir. That's no problem at all.
Is that okay? If you could just... Like, come out here if
I
you
can't
want.
Believe I'm actually seeing this. Fletcher is now fanning Scott.
Thank you.
My pleasure, sir.
And how long can I get you to do this for free?
About an hour, sir.
Okay, if you could just stand there, that'd be
no,
amazing.
Scott!
Okay, could you turn your phone off as well, because I don't want you going.
It's off, sir.
It's off?
Yes.
Brilliant, thank you so much.
I'd like to be of service.
Fletcher the
wow.
Butler, what service is that? Amazing. It's 5:13, and this is a very cool Scott Mills from Edinburgh on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Fletcher the Butler, are you really going to stand there for an hour?
If you require it, sir.
Just being fanned gently. I'm actually quite getting used to this now. It's amazing.
You aren't going to let him just stand there for an hour doing that,
and
are
it's
you?
It's free, and he said he'll do up to an hour. So who am I not to take advantage of an offer like that?
You'd have quite liked to have lived in 19th century England, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yes, I would.
Do you know the question I get asked the most at the moment? People say to me in the street, they say, Scott, you know your musical? I would love to get some phrases from that on my phone.
Do they?
Is that possible? And I say, no, until now. Because next time I get asked, I'll say, yes, you can. You can now get Scott Mills the Musical on your mobile. How good is that?
I thought they were always asking you, what do you think of Rihanna's clutch bag?
No. That's the other question.
All right, okay.
If you text the word mobile to 81199, this is so good, you'll get pictures of the show to your phone. You can download some songs from Scott Mills the Musical to your phone, and you can get some of these amazing clips from the actual musical, including fake chappers saying,
I'm on board.
Who wouldn't want that on their phone?
I'm on board.
Every time your phone goes off?
I'm on board.
Fake chappers. Pretty good.
Hey, that's on me.
Fake chappers, he said. Oh, it's fake chappers playing Zane Lowe. That's what it is. Oh,
yeah. I'm on board.
Oh, that's so you don't confusing. Say that, do you?
Am I the only one paying attention?
I'm on board.
That is clearly Zane Lowe. Yeah. you can also get me as the rubbish DJ going,
yeah.
That's on there. Kylie Minogue.
Strife!
Played by Becky. That's on there. Fake Chappers.
Oh, right. Here he is.
Go. Don't get too excited. It goes on for hours.
Talking about the Brit Awards. And also the very start of the show with the posh Radio 4 lady.
This is the BBC.
You can get all that on your phone now. Text the word mobile to 81199. Is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, I'm just getting it now.
All right, good. And now it's time for Dear Scott, live with the posh lady from Radio 4. Hi there.
Hello.
Okay, off we go. These are sent in by you, and we can read them out as they happen. 81199.
Dear Scott, I have a dilemma. My mum wants to send me food parcels when I start uni in September, but I prefer money for beer and curry. How do I approach this? Andy, X.
Chappers.
Why are you asking me? Well, basically, what I would do is I would accept the food parcel from their mum. Yes, from their mum. And then flog the food parcel to other students, probably break it up and flog it out. Then you've got the money for beer and curry.
I was only asking because I was never a student, seeing you.
Oh, right,
I know
okay.
you were.
Well, there so, you yeah. go then.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that only spoke once, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Which is better, an egg sandwich made with mayo or one made with salad cream? I'm hungry and can't make my mind up. Thank you. Mm. Love, Taff off of Horwich.
I've recently rediscovered salad cream.
You see, I was going to say I would have gone with mayo, but then again, about 2 years ago, yeah. was salad cream convert.
Salad cream is back.
Okay.
So I'm saying salad cream.
So I find it very difficult to look at you as you're still being fanned.
Thanks, by the way.
Sir.
Next.
Hi, posh Radio 4 lady. I was at the musical last night and loved it. I was standing next to you at the bar afterwards. Wow, you are tall. How tall are you? Love, Gail from Edinburgh, X.
You are quite tall.
Well, yes, although I am wearing comedy stilts most of the time.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, what, just to make yourself look taller and
yes,
more important?
I'm actually 4'8".
Okay. Good, all right.
You can do with some of them.
I really could. I keep getting that from people going, God, you're a lot shorter than I thought you'd be. Thanks. Next.
Dear Scott, Mike, Ting Tong Macadangdang.
No.
The one who never shuts up. And the posh Channel 4 lady. Will there be a Tim Westwood or Chappers and Dave the musical? If so, when and where? Love from Baz, a dedicated viewer.
Westwood the musical would be immense.
There won't be a Chappers and Dave one, Biz or whatever you're called, I can guarantee that.
Why not?
Why? Because it'd be incredibly dull.
Oh, don't put yourself down.
I'm not. I'm putting Dave down.
All right. Hi, Dave. Are you listening? I don't think he knew before this, but he is in the musical tonight, and so is Vernon. Anything else you want to know from the posh Radio 4 lady? Send us a text to 81199. We can read them out live and everything.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. And now introducing one of the stars of Scott Mills, the musical here in Edinburgh. It's John Dryden Taylor, who plays both the parts of Chappers and Zane Lowe. Are you on board?
I'm on board.
Hi, John.
Hello there.
So last night, Chappers, the actual real one, came to see your interpretation on stage. And Chappers, what do you think?
I thought it was very funny and very good.
Were you a bit nervous meeting Chappers? Because you didn't meet him until after the show, did you?
I was terrified.
I saw the moment where Becky was like, oh, no. we can make the meat now. And the look on your face was like, okay, good.
But it was like some kind of sort of summit conference, because everyone in the bar just sort of split to create this path for the two of us to approach. Yeah. And it was quite daunting.
Yeah. He's actually quite nice.
He was very nice. He gave me some tips on how to be even more chappers-like.
Which were?
Just about disinterest and venom, mainly.
That was it, yeah.
That's about the size of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's good that you give him some pointers, though.
Well, I was only trying to help. Yeah. They're only tiny pointers, really.
So coming next, it's Oh, What's Occurring? Becky has been binned for today only. We're going to have the real chappers against the fake one from the musical. But who's the best? Place your bets, please, now, in the studio and at home. Becky, what are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. How can I choose between the chappers? Can you? I think fake might win it.
I think fake might win it as well.
That's a surprise.
One that doesn't speak, what are you saying? Fake or real? You're saying fake's going to win. Okay.
Pressure.
Yeah. No pressure, John. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Get in. It's time for this.
Oh. What's occurring?
Play along at home, please. 81199. Let me know how you score today.
What's occurring?
This, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a radio moment because we have real chappers, hello.
Hello.
Against fake chappers from Scott Mills, the musical, hello.
All right.
Brilliant. Love this.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. How are you both feeling?
All right.
Never better.
All right, good. Let's do it. Oh, What's Occurring starts now with two chappers.
Oh, What's Occurring?
You know the Royal Mile here in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where people hand out flyers for their various productions. So if they're in a show, they'll be kind of working the Royal Mile and handing you flyers all day. My flatmate's there at the moment, actually, handing out flyers for his show. Whether you be a comedian or in a play, it's just where everyone goes to hand out the flyers. And lots of people are kind of begging you to come along to the show. Now, we sent Ian, who works on this show, down to the Royal Mile in Edinburgh this morning to be accosted by people. My question to you, in wandering down the Royal Mile, how many flyers did Ian collect?
What, the whole mile?
Pretty much. Just until he got bored.
How many flyers?
What do you think, real chappers?
74.
Fake?
About 30.
Less. What are you saying, chappers?
74.
Sorry, I've been to redo my scoreboard because it's really hard because they're both called chappers.
How have you distinguished between each one?
I've just put real and fake.
Fake? It's not rocket science, really, is it?
What was your answer again?
This is my favourite thing.
30.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's lovely Ian, who works on our show on the Royal Mile, being accosted by people in their flyers.
Would you like to come and see your show?
What is it?
It's a hip-hop version of Macbeth, written by a famous MC from London, Loki. The whole play's written in rhyme.
Hi, what's this?
Bite Size Breakfast in Bedlam show. 10-minute plays from around the world, award-winning plays from around the world, with strawberry coffee croissants, yes.
So what you've done here is you've combined theatre with food. That is a very good idea. What's this, please?
This is Screw Loose, which is a masked comedy about one man's struggle with flat-pack furniture.
Have you had any reviews yet?
No, we haven't.
What's this?
It's a Betrayal of Penguins. It's an Irish penguin-based comedy about friendship, love and betrayal.
And you're dressed up as a penguin there?
Yes, I should probably say that. You're talking to a giant penguin.
Hi.
What's this?
This is Stars on the Ceiling.
Okay.
It's a Swedish play. Played in English, of course, yes.
Okay.
Do you want some free tickets?
So what shall I go and see?
Chat the Internet musical. Absolutely excellent.
Really? How many stars has it got?
What do you mean? No stars as such, but all professional actors.
Oh, no. As in review.
Oh, four
stars?
Only had one review so far, but four stars.
Bless. That wasn't all of them. That's just some of the more random shows that you can see here in Edinburgh.
Hip-hop Macbeth.
That sounds good.
We're just counting them. And there are 23.
Yes.
23. So?
There's more in that pile than 23.
No, there's 23.
Like, if you want the one that doesn't speak to count them out.
No, there's 22 in that pile because Fletcher the Butler was included and we've kept his card somewhere else.
Okay, well, 22 then. Fake still gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Next one. You know Tinchy Strider?
Yeah.
He was in the Live Lounge last Friday with Joe Wiley. I don't know why, but I think Tinchy might think that Joe is a fella. I don't know why, I just...
Look that way, the way Becky was playing there last night.
What are you saying?
It was the walk, that was all. Just did a sort of manly walk.
When she was playing Joe Wiley, she did a manly walk
that's
last night.
That's just my walk.
You need to work, you need
I
to work on that.
I portrayed Joe as a man.
Well, that's
it
what
is hard
said.
To walk in DMs that are three sizes too small for me, though, so maybe that was what it was.
Anyway, my question to you is this. Last Friday, when Tinchy Strider was talking to Joe Wiley on Radio 1, how many times did he call her man? Real.
Seven.
Fake.
15.
He doesn't sound like he really wants to be playing this.
Then you do, normally.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Tinchy and Joe.
In the Live Lounge, this is Tinchy Strider.
Yeah, what? Man. P. Diddy, man. He yeah, just he's always, cool. He's cool, innit? Yeah, man.
Dumping each other.
I took him up first, man.
You got your flea gang now, haven't you?
Yeah,
hear?
Man. The whole band looks flea, man. She just looks nice, man. But I might just grow it, man. Take over that, man. Keep saying it's like a dream, man. I'm still trying to wake up, man. My family's very supportive, man. They've been there all through, man. Definitely, man. That what's happening, man. That's something to me, man. Training like 3 times a week, man. I have to run forever, man. Yeah, no, man. Yeah, man. Like...
Are you ready to do this for us, then?
Yeah. Man. No. I'm cool, man. Might be. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. It's a crazy feeling, man. I'm excited. It's for my nephew, man.
Tinchy Strider. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, man.
I lost count at 27.
Brilliant.
Well, that's okay, because there's more than 27, which means Fake gets the point again.
Get in.
Get it.
No, don't be excited about it.
Sorry, get in.
Oh! What's occurring?
Did they give you the answers beforehand?
No.
You're getting thrashed here, Real.
No.
Just good at it.
You're good, Fake. Okay, last one. You know the posh lady from Radio 4?
Yeah.
She is so posh, she will only eat one type of chocolate. She will insist on this and nothing else. Being posh, do you know what that is?
Is it Ferrero Rocher?
Yes, it is. That's how posh she is. My question to both of you is this. How many Ferrero Rocher can the posh Radio 4 lady fit in her mouth whilst reading some of my brilliant column from today's Daily Record before she can speak no longer? How long?
Oh, no, how many?
Please.
Get the question.
How
right.
many?
How many? 14.
What? Look at the size of them!
Yeah, but... They melt, don't they? Because they're chocolate.
Oh, tactical.
And it is hot in here.
So I wasn't being offensive. Just like to point that out.
What about you, Fake Chappers?
I'm not going above five. Five.
Five. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is the posh lady from Radio 4 eating the only chocolate that she eats, Ferrero Rocher. But how many can she get in while reading my column from today's Daily Record? Go!
My musical premiered at its own Berlin's last night.
One.
And I feel I might be a listener who is better after some 5-star reviews.
Two.
Now I'm having trouble picking up what he gets after the success of Scott Mills the musical's first doing at the Pearson Theatre. I can see why people got a different before the scene. It's not a song.
Five.
Listen. I want to throw up.
Six. No way. No way is this going to happen. Seven. It's off.
She's finished. That's it. Seven. Well done, Post Radio 4. Wow. That is impressive. Fake Chappers. blatantly wins today's Oh, What's Occurring.
3-0. Is she all right, though? Because she looks like she's joking.
She's fine. She just can't talk. It's fine.
I love the way she still got out 5 stars, even with a mouthful of chocolate.
And it still sounded posh, didn't it? Even the mum, mum, mum.
Even with posh chocolate in her mouth. Well done, Fake Chappers.
Thank you very much.
No. Thanks. Well done, Fake Chappers.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, What's Occurring?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
If you are watching our musical online, I do need to point something out. It's on bbc.co.uk/radio1. When Kylie Minogue walks on stage, I need to say that is not the real Kylie Minogue. It does look like her. I know it's almost identical, but that's actually Becky doing acting. I'm going to play this now. You're going to love it.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Okay, it's really good. Mm. Here, from the musical, is Becky's big entrance.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2001 Brit Awards. Here to start things off, the pint-sized Antipodean princess of pop, Kylie Minogue.
Dressed all in white, staggering towards the centre of the stage.
Can't get you out of my head. Boy, your loving is all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, it's more than I dare to think about.
It's not the real one. Falls off stage.
Kylie Minogue! Yeah, Kylie love. We'll be back at the Brits 2001 after this break.
There we are. How's that feel?
All right.
Yeah?
I am supposed to be out of time, I think, am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
And tune,
yeah.
And you were acting drunk because Kylie is tipsy in the musical.
I'm not just completely rubbish.
No. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see parts 1 to 4 of our musical there now. Parts 5 and 6, the final bits of the musical, will be up online tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Mills on Radio 1. It's the final night of Scott Mills, the musical. I don't want it to end. Rubbish. You'll be able to see the whole show, all of it, tomorrow at Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Parts 1 to 4 are there already. Right, I've got some more guests coming in a second. The actual magnets first.
Where are they?
They just come off stage, chappers. I know.
They got stuck together.
Oh, I wish I had my time.
I know, if you were a bit more there, we'd rehearsed it.
And now it's time for the Posh Radio 4 Lady, reading out the text that you've been sending in over the last hour on Dear Scott. First one, please.
Tell Chappers I walked up Arthur's Seat at 2 a.m. in my bra as part of a 26.2-mile walk, so he can do it, nay bother.
I don't have a bra.
I don't see the bra.
You could borrow mine.
You could borrow mine, Chappers.
I say, I really don't like her live. That's
weird.
Twice in 2 days.
It's weird that she can answer back, isn't it? I quite like it, though. See, how long would that take, do you reckon, to go up there? This is Arthur's Seat we're talking about, which we can see from our little courtyard area.
I would say at least 2 hours and 1 minute, therefore not possible in the time of Wonder Years and Floor Fillers.
Okay, next.
Dear Scott, the other day I saw a guy who was claiming to be you in Hove and given out signatures, but everyone was ignoring him. Lol.
Right.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't me. I've been nowhere near Hove.
You sure?
Actually.
Do you spend your weekend standing on street corners handing out signatures?
No.
It says, sorry, I know we're on to the next, dear Scott. It says it takes less than an hour to walk up Arthur's Seat.
Oh, so I just Googled it.
Yeah, easy for him to do during Wonder Years.
No, not with a dodgy knee.
You could be back in time for floor fillers, which I know you love.
And only in these pumps as well.
Pumps?
Yeah.
Who wears pumps?
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. I'd be wearing pumps tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Anyhow, back to you.
No, it wasn't me in Hove.
Was it Calvin Harris who spotted him?
Oh, shut up. Next.
Hi, Scott. Can you thank Posh Radio 4 Lady for safely guiding me round Sweden on Tom Tom last week? Liz, Glasgow, X.
We get a lot of texts about this. Have you been moonlighting as the voice of Satnav?
Might have been.
Hmm.
See, normally we can edit these out, can't we, so that she doesn't self-promote her other voiceover work.
Yeah. But oh, there goes the phone. Is that your agent?
Oh.
It's probably Cameron, my butler.
Oh, yeah.
He'll
the
be
missing. The one with the torso.
He'll be missing me.
So do you do it in Swedish? That's really impressive.
I'm very, very talented lady.
Or do you just put a voice on? Go left at the next view to boot. Like that.
No.
Can you do
Can
you do accents of sat-navs in other countries?
Italian sat-nav.
Turn the left.
German sat-nav.
Turn left.
Ah, this is brilliant.
Caribbean sat-nav.
Can't do that
Northern
one.
Northern Irish sat-nav.
Turn left.
What was that?
Turn left. Could you do a bit of your sat-nav voice now, please?
Turn right at the roundabout.
See, that would be very reassuring, wouldn't it, if you're in a car, a bit stressed with traffic and stuff. Brilliant, anyway. Next.
Dear Scott, thought I'd let you know I have a goldfish named after your producer. It's a ceramic floaty thing that came with the fish tank, and it doesn't socialise with the other goldfish, so I call it the one that doesn't speak. It never even spoke once. From Eddie in Edinburgh.
Thanks, Eddie. How do you feel to have a goldfish named after you? Thumbs up. Next.
Dear Scott, how do you like your eggs in the morning? Boiled or fried? Or maybe you like your eggs scrambled? I have wondered for ages. Katie, off of Bristol. X.
Thanks, Katie. That's a weird question. Scrambled every time. That's it.
There's nothing else to say.
No, that's it. What about you, chappers?
Scrambled for me as well. Sometimes poached, actually.
Oh, I like a poached egg.
All right. Merit that response.
Never ever heard such excitement about a poached egg. Anything else you want to know?
Poached egg.
We can do some.
Chappers, don't do the look and then say poached egg.
We can do some more tomorrow. Will you be here tomorrow?
Yes.
Amazing. Radio 1 Podcast. I'm joined now by the Magnets. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I'm really sorry. I know you've just come off stage. It's so hot in here. I'm sorry.
It's okay, we're still bathed in sweat from our performance, so we're just going to add to the sweat in here.
Okay. Your venue, then, I take it, is also extremely hot.
Yeah, the venue is a tent in the shape of an upside-down purple cow, and it's as hot as an animal carcass in there. It really is.
Yeah. You've been inside
you know?
That's hot.
I've known a few animal carcasses.
So you are on at the Underbelly, are you?
Yeah, the Underbelly, which is the purple cow at 5:25 daily.
Okay, excellent. And how was the audience tonight?
Yeah, we were sold out tonight. So really, really good. Fantastic. Cheering, dancing, singing, and that was just us.
How long's your show?
Sorry?
How long's the show?
1 hour.
Okay.
1 hot hour.
Yeah. And you do a cappella, don't you?
That's right. We're an a cappella group, so we do all the vocals, we do the beatboxing, all the bass, everything all just made with a human voice.
Yeah, because I did have to explain to some of our less musical listeners earlier that, as we all know, a cappella means singing with no instruments. Acca, no... Pella.
It's a tricky one. That's an A+. That's the thing.
We had Lucy Porter, the comedian, earlier, and she was saying that she insists on fans in her venue, so it's actually quite cool. If you fancy calling off for a bit, just go and see her. She was thinking of putting that on the flyers and the poster, just because it's like, you know, everywhere else is super hot. Can you do a little turn for us then?
Yeah, we'd love to.
Amazing. Okay, so on Radio 1 now are the Magnets here at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, 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 stay with me. Love gained intuition. Play the cards with spades to start. After she's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on her heart. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get her heart. Show her what I got. Yeah. Bum, 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 bum
poker face, papa poker face. Poker face, poker face. Oh, can't read my, can't read my. No, she can't read my poker face. Can't read my, can't read my. No, she can't read my poker face. She's got the language. Can't read my, can't read my. No, she can't read my poker face.
Wow.
How good was that? I had to hold Becky back from joining in. you were so tempted.
Poker face!
That would have ruined it. Parker Fine. She did an Australian like a Kylie. Magnus.
Wow.
Magnus, thank you so much. Tell us where you're on again, please.
Okay, it's 5:25 every day at the Underbelly, which is the big upside down purple cow. You can't miss it.
If you're not in Edinburgh, don't ask. There's just a purple cow. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.